Yeah, what's going on, everybody? I mean, things are going crazy since the last time I talked to y'all, and I just thought, you know, let me give you my 2 cents on Puff Daddy, Trump, the president stuff. Is Biden asleep? Because we up. Women needing $10,000 on the first date. Let's talk about that. Well, first of all, I got to get to the pressing issue. I'm not like the news. I'm not going to give you the best. You know, I'm not going to say the best for last. Well, P. Diddy raping Evan. Bro, you done. Hold on, man. You done hit Usher? And I thought Meek Mills rapped a little too fast. Like, because people from Philly don't even speak that way. Like, everybody coming out. Like, listen, I'm going to try not to yell, try not to get too angry, try not to do any of that stuff. I'm going to try to stay calm. I've been doing that a lot lately. But he has raped the whole upper side of New York and Connecticut. I mean, this guy, Genghis Khan of rape. I mean, listen to me. It ain't nobody, bro, it's CSI victims coming out like, yeah, Diddy did it. Like, SVU victims, like, I mean, it's crazy, bro. It's crazy. And, you know, like, are they going to do the R. Kelly treatment to him? They just going to, you know, take his songs off because, you know, I'm not going to lie, I've had to change it a couple times, you know. You know, especially on Apple. That's all I got is Apple. You know, I'm not a young kid. I don't SoundCloud it. I don't have Spotify. I just got Apple. But yeah, I mean, just what is going on? It's the music industry. Remember years ago they were saying you had to go up in this upper room, this upper party? And if you did that, your career would, you would get more than just music and stuff like that? Swear to God. Swear to God. And that's not what's going on with me. Swear to God, that ain't happening with Usher. Because remember he had that, well, you got to Google it, you know, for some of you youngsters, but he had an album out before, you know, yeah. He had a couple albums out, you know. But I'm talking about the one where he was a kid, you know, when he wasn't really, you know, you didn't really know about him. It was, can you get with it? Can you get with it? It's like that. All right, this y'all download that, nigga. I'm sorry for the N-word, but download that. All right. Didn't do well. Didn't do well. Puffy was all over it, and that's when Puffy was hot. All right. Seems like Usher went up to that upper room, and then he was letting it burn. You know. Let it burn. Seems like you went up to the upper room, bro. You went to the boom boom room and got boom boomed. What's that song? Boom clap, boom 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 clap. Them claps was your booty cheeks. Why he? Puffy wanted man butt, and you gave it to him. I can't believe, I mean, I'm not going to say pause. I'm not doing your dumb games. I'm just telling the story here. All right? Puffy enjoys the lower half, the rectum, he enjoys to cavity search men with his little region. So just imagine an anteater. But you know what I'm saying, man? Like, what is going on? Oh my God, when he was saying take that, take that, take that, you know what he was saying, you know what he meant. And that's why he always dancing around and stuff. Like, I used to work at Albertsons on 38th and 66th in St. Pete, bro, and I used to, I'm not gonna say his name because I don't know if he wants to be like, but he used to work at service, customer service, and he was happy. And he was a gay man, but he was my dog now. I'm gonna say his name, man. Fuck it. My dog Day Day. He was my dog now. But like, the nigga knew all the dances. And I don't know how, cause he worked more than full time. So like, how do you know all the dances? How do you practice? How do you see them? But he knew all the dances and he was always, you know, like that. And Puffy, how you know all the dances? Why you always dancing? It's cause there's something about male butler that just make you know all the dances. And I love my LGBT community now. Like, don't do me like that. I told my girl, if you don't have a gay male best friend, how are you going to see the world? How are you going to know what the world's going through? How are you going to have a real grasp on the world? So I'm just not like that, but I'm just saying, gay people, they be knowing all the dances. Just what I don't even think they watch it. I just think as soon as the dance come out, like, you're in Miami, a dance comes out in Seattle. You just know it. Like, just, bro, the next morning, you just wake up doing the shit, no beat. That's what I think. All right, I'm getting sidetracked. But my point is this. Diddy is out of control. And one more thing. This is something else. All the Diddy thing. If you're, do what the Mexicans do if you're black. Do what the white people do if you're black. Do what especially what the Asians do if you're black. When one of their people fuck up, they don't post about it. They don't make a meme. That's our dumb ass, ain't it? Bro, Weinstein been raping for years. You, what, when your white friends, when you seen them post? They comment on your shit though, and then I'm saying they're not wrong, they should. I'm just saying. People with class, they just laugh about it in person, they don't ha 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 ha. They don't type nothing down. Get canceled 10 years later. Asian people do that shit, bro. Don't even bring it up to them in the car. That's dishonorable, nigga. Get up out of here. I must drop you off here. You have disgraced your family. And I like that. That's real shit, bro. Asian people hold you accountable. Okay? Every day of every second. Black people, can we just adopt some of the Asian shit? I mean, you know, everybody says, everybody takes a little bit from the black culture. Let's take that shit from them. All right? I mean, Jesus Christ. I don't see none of the black people on the R. Kelly memes, the Bill Cosby memes. And I ain't saying don't, but have you, hey, blacks, make some Woody Allen memes. This nigga, I ain't gonna say what he did. Just Google it. I ain't gonna say what he did. I'm doing a little bit of acting. I might have to work with Woody Allen. He might. How old is Willie Allen? Y'all think I could take him? Moment of silence. Okay. Now here's the other thing now. Section 2. The presidential shit's a joke. All right, we're just going to say it. I'm going to say it. You don't want to say it. You can't say it. All right, you can't say it. I'm going to say it. Black people. Here's something else for white people. Y'all going to like this. Black people. Can we stop doing this Democratic shit? I've done some research. You know how, like, TikTok and Twitter, X, says, you know, oh, Democrats invented the KKK and they was cool with them and all. And then you're like, nah, nigga, nah. Well, blacks, that's true. That's true. That's actually true. I'm black. That's true. That's true. That's true. And here's the thing. You telling me, they telling you ain't no money for reparations, and I'm cool with that because I'm still living. But then these illegals coming in here raping, shooting, doing all this stuff, and you gave them $14,000 a month in credit cards with no. Hold on, excuse me. You gave them $14,000 a month in credit cards with. So, hold on, excuse me. I'm having a problem even saying it. Because I got debt right now for trying to take my dumb ass to college. I got debt right. Me and my girl got debt right now for just spending some shit on some credit card when we had to. Emergency. you telling me you giving them $14,000 and $8,000 on the credit card and the credit card forgiven? Just all, as soon as they get it, it's forgiven. Just all, you know, you don't got to pay it back. Well, how come they get a better American dream than somebody who was born in America? I'll let y'all wait on it. No, go ahead. Just sit on that for a second. Because I be talking fast. And I know sometimes, you know, you be thinking about the last thing that hit you with something else. Think about that. Huh? You need anything from the government, they hitting your ass with some gangster and mob Italian shit. Yeah, I got you, but here's the vig. Here's the vig. Okay? These illegals come, don't even ask for the shit. Hey, I hit to rob. Hey, wouldn't you find robbing easier with free rent and these vouchers? And oh, how about a credit card? Yeah, we know you don't know the numbers. You don't know the language. You just got to swipe. Keep it moving. If you want the receipt, take it. If not, don't worry about it. I'm not going to tax you on this. Don't worry about the end of the year. That's for Americans. Yo, Biden. Listen, that was fucked up. I hope your son go to Yale. I hope they arrest you. And I know everybody's like, oh, well, Trump would have, man, Trump would, bro, Hillary's still out. The wall is still under construction, and they stopped construction. I mean, so listen. But also, I would have rather it been Trump, because Trump would have did that. You know what I'm saying? Trump did shit for the blacks. Trump did shit for everybody. So, yeah. If you're black and Trump not locked up, man, go ahead and, come on over to the Republicans. Tired of you producing the video, dancing in the video, all over the songs. Come on over to Death Row. That's real, huh? That's real now. It's so real. Here's the thing. You don't know what's going on. Like, I don't, bro, Bush was speaking Spanish. As soon as he got in office, nigga made a thing that had you can get searched, popped in your face in Arizona for no reason. Okay, Obama was talking that black shit. As soon as he got in, the nigga was like, yo, I'm mixed. I'm not black. I'm just a man. I'm just old Barack. Okay, let me finish. Shit. Trump was talking that build a wall shit. Trump was talking. This and that. He gonna lock Hillary. Nigga, he won everybody. Nigga kind of down low won me when he said he gonna lock Hillary up. Well, this shit was like a wrestling promo, and I love wrestling. So, like, I'm like, yeah. You know, like, they're not gonna let them touch before the pay-per-view, so they just gotta do the big promo. And then Trump won me over with the promo, so I'm like, yo, I can't wait till the pay-per-view. The pay-per-view was him, getting in office and locking said bitch up. And then the bitch is out now. Still, like, picking brains and minerals out of Haiti. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo. Biden was talking all this shit. And then tell me out, people. He never fell asleep until he got in office. Tell me I'm lying. Well, this nigga was at the podium. Yeah, yeah. He was even making sense in most of his shit, bro. Like, he never fell asleep. Until he got in office, my nigga. Like, you don't find necessary. I ain't gonna say nothing, bro. Well, all I'm saying is, bro, they duke you. They say whatever, and then they get in, and then they just do what they want to do. So, like, if that's the case, B, just know that. And just know that motherfucking everybody gonna lie, so you gotta know who telling the truth about what, you know? Like, they all gonna lie 90% of the time, but it's gonna be that 10% they actually do and they actually give a fuck about. That's what you gotta focus on. Like, Trump gonna go, he gonna care about money, all right? So the economy gonna be okay. And y'all been calling this nigga racist all the time. So, you know, blacks, Asians, you know, this or that, he gonna show you some love. Cause I can't be racist. Boom. Think about how they were trying to, you know, fuck him and fuck his campaign up. Oh, he's kicked out this black person who's racist. He said this about black murderer. He's racist. He's racist. He's racist. He's racist. Why that shit died when he got in office? Why y'all didn't have no proof, no lawsuit, no nothing? Now he's another R word, rapist. Y'all got proof of that now, huh? Okay. Like, you gotta peep game, y'all. Peep the game. Now think about Puff. You've been hearing about Puff since the 80s. He's been raping. High in 2024, he's still raping. And we still hear it, but think about it. Where there's smoke, it's either somebody smoking weed or it's fire. Huh? Or maybe the nigga smoked weed and fell asleep and caused the fire. But either way, I'm two times right. Huh? 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 Look, man, shit is getting crazy out here. So you can't be out here acting like everybody's gonna tell you the goddamn truth. Except me. I'm gonna tell you the truth, because you know I ain't got nothing to do, but I love y'all. I ain't got nothing to do but tell the truth. And that's all I gotta do with these women too. I mean, yeah. That's, you know, you seen that? That's what we call a nice segue, a nice transition. Yeah. You women. Let's do this like a movie trailer, y'all. Maybe I can get me a voiceover job if somebody listening. Hit me up, bro. Hit my email. My Facebook is Preston Kane. All right. Shoot. All right, let's do this like a movie. At a time where, although women outnumber men 9-1, men are still single, struggling to find the right one. In 2024, you can easily be on a Tinder date with someone who has 6 kids, no ambition, a teaspoon of regret, and in her purse a handful of chlamydia pills. But yet, she wants you to be a high-value man, possess money that you've earned that you also don't give a fuck about giving to anybody. And you don't care about the kids, how many kids she has. The more, the merrier, the more you can take care of her.
while she won't settle, so she's still going to be on said app. And the things that you do that attract her, you must keep up every day of your life. And if you are attracted to her, do not expect, you expect that every day? That's sexist. You shouldn't ask her for money. She should ask you for money. You met her on Tinder. You need to delete yours. She will not delete hers. You don't control her. You can't tell her what to do. That's controlling. That's manipulation. That's liar, manipulator, user. This is what today's dating pool is. I nailed it, y'all. I nailed that shit. I don't care if you said it or not at home or in the car, whatever you're doing. You know what I mean? I nailed that. You don't got to give me my props. If I didn't nail it, who did? Oh. These women crazy, bro. Like, reality will, and it always does, slap the herpes right off your lips. All right? It will slap the herpes right off their lips. You're going to get a little older. Those kids are going to get out the house. Your benefits will stop. And I don't mean social services or whatever. You know, I don't know how it goes. Government food stamps. I don't mean like that. I mean like, you know, you won't have company. Those kids will go and start a life of their own. You won't have anybody to talk to agree with you when you're wrong. I mean, because you see it. As you're getting older, your friends are, you know, less, you know, obtainable. They're doing their own thing. They're out. They're about. The yes men are fleeting. Yes women. Hopefully you're getting older and you're realizing you can't. Okay, girl, period. Okay. You can't do that all your life. I mean, it's cool. But you can't do that all your life. You know, you gotta start loving somebody. You gotta start treating them right. You gotta start, doing stuff. It's not what you get out of it. It's the why you're doing it. And then if the why you're doing it is correct, then you will benefit something out of it. It might not be monetarily. It might not be stuff like that. But down the long run, whether it's with God or Buddha, whoever you believe in, or whether it's monetarily, like you must have, you know, you'll get it down the long run when your why is correct. But can't tell those women that, can ya? I believe, God, how does the song go? How's the phrase go? It's in the tip of my tongue. She's a gold shoveler. She's a gold shoveler. She takes my money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a trifling friend indeed. She's a gold shoveler. No, that's not it. It's on the tip of my tongue. It'll come to me. These women are out of control, all right? And now I think, speaking of out of control, it's time for you to get in control. And I thought I was going to have a sponsor. No, I don't have one. But, see, I can do it. So if y'all need some stuff sponsored, you know, holler at me. Did you see how I did that? Like, what if I could have did something clever there with your brand, you know? Yeah, these women are out of control. And speaking of out of control, get in control with, you know, John Moxley's toothbrush, you know? Get control of your gums. Get control of your cavity. Get control of your morning breath. Like, I can make it funny, too. Y'all holler at me. I'm telling you, just holler at me. And, like, people think I'm doing well off because of how I treat myself and care myself. I am not. You know my personality. If I had any money, I would tell y'all. Like, I've never said I had money. I've never said I was tall. I've never said I had money. I said my ding dong is really, I don't know why, but when I do my thing, people go crazy. Like they call me more. They offer me things. They want to be, I couldn't get these people to be next to me. I finally wear them down, put it in them. They are on me. They are on me and it's hard to get them off me. I swear to God, there's never been a person that's, I've put this thing into that she wasn't cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, okay? Okay? But I say that, but I've never said I had money. So y'all go ahead, like, if you need some sponsors, man, I need some sponsors. So if you need your stuff thrown out there a little more, holla at me, throw a dollar at me. Boy, girl, them, daddy, whatever you call yourself, I'm not gonna call you that. I'm not gonna call you that. And don't say I just did, because I'm not talking to any one person. But I'm not gonna call you that, because what if we down the street? And that's the only name I know from you. And I want to get your attention, and it's a crowd full of, you know, a whole bunch of people. Hey, daddy, I'm not doing that. You think I'm doing that? I'm not doing that. All right, I just want to thank everybody for being here. You know, go on Apple, go on Spotify, go anywhere, man, and just go listen. Preston Kane, the dude, PrestinCaine, the dude. I'm not, bro. If you don't know how to spell the dude, bro, my name should actually pop up with just the Preston Kane if you do those right. So, well, listen to my tunes, man. If you pay your bill, it's free, and then again, I ain't gonna get no money. It's streaming. I ain't gonna get no money. I still won't have money. So you don't have to worry about making the rich richer. You don't even have to worry about making the poor richer, because I won't get the money. And I still won't have money. I don't have money. Who told you I had money? Oh. All right, I enjoy you guys. I enjoyed you guys today. Please go pet your dog. Please go drink some water. Like, whatever your dog like, do that extra today. All right? And be better to your wife. Be better to your husband. Be better to your friend. Like, whatever that stuff you did that they don't know you did, don't do that no more. And make it up to them. Like, go take them somewhere. Like, you know, whatever you did that they don't have no clue about, go make it up to them, take them somewhere, buy them something, be extra street sweet from now on. Yeah, because we're going to make the world better a little more. If you black, don't do racist shit. If you white, don't do racist shit. If you Asian, don't do racist shit. If you Spanish, don't do racist shit. And the meanest person who is mean to you, be nice to them. Because that hurt. And they thank you soft because you just ain't put it on their ass yet. That's all that is. Don't fight them because you're going to jail. You're going to jail. Let's be real. You're going to jail. No matter what fucking happens, you're going to jail. That's just today's culture. That's just today's... This, and now niggas to you. Probably when. So listen, just... I say that to say this. Love everybody. Hug your dog. Stop being racist. If you can hear my voice, let's say you've never actually done anything racist, but you see somebody and think some racist shit. Shut the fuck up. They're not all like that. They all can't be like that. You think every look in your house and whatever race you are. Everybody in your house not the same. They don't do the same shit. They don't have the same views. So how the fuck is every race the same? Oh, I got robbed when I was 8, so I knew that all the N-words were... You're an idiot. Every time I turn on the television, they are... You're an idiot. You're an idiot. Black people, oh, you can't trust white people. You date a white girl, you get called for rape that you didn't do. You're an idiot. This ain't 1964, like, or 1804, bro. Like, you're an idiot. ooh, anytime I see people looting, it's the blacks. It's because they're just only showing you the blacks. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. Okay? So no whole group of people are the same. You struggle finding what people in your house want for dinner. If you have four or more people, say something, and it's a vote, or it's goddamn, it's a riot, it's Attica. So only thing I'm saying is let's stop to cut the racist shit out. And this is for every fucking race. Let's cut the racist shit out. Don't even think it. You're wrong. As soon as you think it like that, you're wrong. And guess what you are? You're an idiot. You're an idiot. All right, everybody. Love thyself. Love thy neighbor. And share my podcast. Like, more people should hear this. I'm a good guy, and I'm sort of funny, and I'm definitely handsome, and my dinglings, it's phenomenal. Seriously, it's phenomenal. I've had like 3 stalkers with this thing, and I'm not counting elementary, I was doing a little stuff, All right, man, where am I going to go? Before I did it my damn self.